Over the past couple of years, Philadelphia's city planners and traffic engineers have been focused on making the city's streets safer. But at yesterday's budget hearing for the streets department, it became obvious that some on city council are more concerned about making the city streets faster, as Jim Saxa of WHYY's Plan Philly reports.
Could I have the transportation guru come up to the table, please?
And so began Council President Daryl Clark's verbal lashing Mike Carroll, the city's deputy managing director for transportation. According to Clark, city officials are too concerned about bike lanes and not focused enough on traffic congestion. So he wanted to know,
what is the game plan for vehicular traffic?
Carroll starts to answer, but doesn't get very far.
You know, I'd like to kind of reframe a little bit.
Reframe? Meaning yeah. You don't want to talk about it?
No, I'll talk about it, but I think the idea that the traffic is growing isn't really right.
In the past 5 years, the city has formally adopted policies aimed at making streets safer for all users, including cyclists and pedestrians, not just cars. But not everyone is on board. Some say planners are ignoring the plight of drivers. According to Carroll, Philly needs to focus on safety, not speed.
The fact is, if you compare the city of Philadelphia to other cities around the country, we're not really one of the most traffic-congested cities around the country. We're like number 25. We are the worst in terms of people getting killed and injured, though. So that's the priority that the administration set to focus on, is to deal with the people who are getting killed on the streets.
So it's not about to increase traffic, because you're talking about everything but what I asked you about.
Until city officials and council can concur on what needs to be done with Philly's streetscape, not much will change. For now, though, it seems like discontent with the status quo is the only thing everyone can agree on. Jim Saxa, WHYY News.